The single biggest threat to free speech in this country is the power of big tech.
It's time to fight back.
It is now time to repeal Section 230.
Section 230.
Section 230.
Section 230.
Section 230.
Back in 1996, 26 words were signed into law that would shape the internet as we know it.
Without Section 230, we would not have the internet that we have today.
It's not an accident that so many of the biggest success stories of the internet are based in the United States because we have Section 230.
Now, that law is at the center of a fierce battle that will shape the future of our lives online.
This is the 26 words that created all the problems with the internet, right?
We need Section 230 now more than ever.
I'm Mike Masnick, founder of Techter, and I've been covering the internet since before sharing cat videos was even a thing. In this unique series, I'm digging up all the fascinating stories around one of the most impactful laws of all time, Section 230. Join me as I talk to the tech pioneers and lawmakers who were there from the beginning.
It's kind of funny how shady characters like the Wolf of Wall Street are behind the rules of the road for the internet.
And so I sketched out on a yellow legal pad the beginnings of what became Section 230.
We'll hear why everyone's so upset.
If I'm angry at big tech companies, then the natural direction is to say, let's look at Section 230.
The word immunity is not in the statute.
You know, whose neck do we wring?
So where do we go from here?
The biggest challenge right now is that AI is swallowing all of tech policy.
The one thing that conservatives and progressives would be able to share if they repealed Section 230 is that they would be equally disappointed.
Listen to Otherwise Objectionable, the true story of the most misunderstood law on the internet, everywhere you get your podcasts, starting March 12th.
I'm trying to participate in this podcast in the hopes that I can help further some idiotic speech that I heatedly disagree with.